Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Jones and Keefe is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Is Jones and Keefe.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing. Oh!
And the National League wins it in the first swing-off. Kyle Schwarber wins it, going 3-for-3. And the National League, after watching a 6-0 lead disappear in the game, still win this All-Star game with a swing-off.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
All right, here we go. It is Jones and Keefe, WEEI. No Jones. Jones is out today, tomorrow, and the next day. He's been building this up for a while. It is 10-year anniversary. So you know what that means, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Anything can happen.
10 seconds of fun.
That's right. He'll have to recap it for us on Monday. But Lanny's here. Nick's still here. Terp's going to join us for a full hour of Pure Hoops coming up at high noon. It's a good time to dust off your summer sports hot takes at 617-779-7937. You can get in here throughout the program on that. You can text that same number. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Jones and Keefe, Instagram as well. But full program here for you today. And the All-Star game was last night, Bill. You just heard the highlights there. Little home run derby.
Yeah.
To call the winner. A little derby off.
Did we know that was a thing?
I think they came out with that, but I was not prepared for that.
I didn't either. I had no idea what was going on.
Players didn't know it was a thing.
It was a thing. I woke up this morning to the notification on my phone that said Kyle Schwarber named MVP after hitting 3 home runs. I'm like,
three home runs?
Jesus. I'm like, you got 3 at-bats in the All-Star game?
He's a maniac.
Right.
Three home runs in the game?
And then when I watched the full highlight package, I'm like, oh, okay. I had no idea that was a thing. I did.
It was really, I think good. I still remember, was it 2002 with the tie?
Yep. Milwaukee.
I remember watching that, and there's the scene of like Bud Selig. They're like, the umps are talking to him. They're like, hey, they're kind of running out of players here, Bud. What should we do? And he's like, I don't know.
Stop it.
He's like, I guess we're done.
Tell everybody to go home. Yeah, oh,
like,
okay.
Tie? You guys tied the game? Yeah, very strange that they never had like a plan in place before.
Right.
Because all these pitchers, even though they're like, it's clearly the best of the All-Star games. That's not really up for debate. But still, the pitchers go one inning, and then they're done. Some pitchers, like Garrett Crochet, decide to skip it and all that. But you need to have some sort of contingency if there is a tie. And so this is the first time we got to see a home run swing off. And so for those that, the game did take a while too. Mm. So what time did the swing off happen? Like 11:15?
Right.
11:30? Like it was late, wasn't it?
Right. I'm assuming a lot of people woke up. Yeah. I'm assuming a lot of people woke up wondering like, wait, what the hell was that?
They're like, and the National League wins 6-6. Like, huh? So each team picks 3 guys. And then they each get 3 swings, and they go every other. So they go American League, National League, American League, National League, and then whoever has the most wins. And the National League had more. So Pete Alonso was their 3rd guy, didn't even have to hit.
Right.
But apparently they picked the guys the day before who were going to be in it, and yet they weren't even all around?
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, it seemed that way, that they knew the day before who was going to be because players have travel arrangements.
I'm not going to be here.
Right.
That was Aaron Judge. Like, hey, Aaron Judge, we kind of need you. He's like, I'm on a plane.
I'll tell you, Judge, we're already in the air when the swing off was happening.
See, that would have been the best part, too. It's like, you guys might have to stick around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would have been awesome.
We need you.
Right.
But no, those guys are like taillights. They play like whatever it was, an inning. What did Judge end up having? He had 2 at-bats. Then he leaves. But they put his name down for the swing off. So, but yeah, Kyle Schwarber ends up being the guy, Sox 3 dingers. So the first reaction would be, like, you can't really do that in a regular season game. Or could you?
Right.
Is this a better way to decide a extra inning game?
I think I like it better than the guy on second base.
Yeah. Like, ghost runner on second, which I guess is like, it helps prevent the, like, the 12-15 inning game.
Right.
That you every once in a while you would get. And so I like guy at second base better than nothing.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe regular season, maybe you don't do this in the playoffs, right? Like, because even playoffs, they don't do guy on second base.
Right, because the same with
game
hockey.
7 of the World Series.
Game 7 guys of the World Series. Like, who wants to see me suck the dinger?
Let's go.
Like, I do. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could.
I think it's just so much more entertaining, and the sport needs it more than anything.
Yeah.
But it's much more entertaining than starting the inning with a guy on second base.
I think so. I don't see why not.
Plus, I like the idea of the, like, guys sitting on the bench. Like, the managers come out. I like the idea of, like, the managers coming out to the umpire and then literally picking, like, it's schoolyard.
They're like, who are our guys?
And nobody has any idea. You know what I mean? You have no idea if you're going to get picked. You're like, we're going to go with this guy. But it'll turn into something where the nerds will butcher it, where it's like, statistics say, if you bet this guy at this time, this is going to happen.
Well, yeah, this would break.
Wait till the nerds get their hands on this. This
would, I think it would break their brains at first, because they'd be like, this is not in our algorithm. Like, this is not part of the game. And then it's like, well, no, it's got to be part of the game now. And then they have to figure it out. And you could have Walker Buehler pitch. You could have him be the guy that pitches to the Red Sox. But no, but that would be like, that's just another layer of strategy. You got to figure out who your three guys. Like, who would the Red Sox three guys be in a home run swing off? Probably
Willier,
Abreu, Bregman,
Story.
Maybe Story.
I mean, I would go Anthony, Marcelo, Maya. I would go with all the young guys. You know what I mean? That's who I'd put up there. Because that's who people want to see.
If
the Red Sox
too.
Get to that, those are the guys you're going to want to see.
Or you go Romy Gonzalez versus a lefty. You bring in a lefty.
Oh, Romy and Ref.
You have to move the L screen. You move the screen around so it's a lefty throwing.
And it should be the other team's guy who usually throws batting practice throwing to, say it's Red Sox, Yankees.
So the Red Sox throw to the Yankees?
Who throws Yankees?
No, I want Cal Raleigh's dad coming out there.
Oh, yeah, we get that. Or you hire someone's father.
Yeah, they always have to have a dad in the stands to come out.
Yeah, it's like an e-bug in hockey. You have to have some emergency BP thrower.
Yeah, why not? But I mean, all around, did you watch much of the game? Any of the game?
Flipped around it. I caught most of it. Was watching the 20-minute highlight package that YouTube put together.
Oh my god!
Which isn't bad. Usually it's like 10-12 minutes. You can get literally everything you need.
I
clicked on this. It was like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
I don't know if it falls under. It's definitely not must watch. But like the other All-Star games are all just like comically like you're just gonna skip over all of them. They've even kind of stopped doing them.
Yeah, check in on them. You're not invested in them.
But this was kind of fun. So it was funny. The first inning, they had Tarek Skubal mic'd up like while he was pitching, but I don't think they really got their bang for their buck because he gave up a couple of hits and then he was just like pissed.
Right.
And like wasn't really talking.
It wasn't like Liam Hendricks in the 22 All-Star game when he was swearing the whole time.
No, it wasn't that. He just was kind of quiet. And you're like, this is a cool idea. They had like Cal Raleigh and Tarek Skubal mic'd up. And he's like pitching to Shohei Ohtani. You're like, all right, that's a good idea for the broadcast. And then they're like, hey, Cal Raleigh, like, what do you think of the replay system? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, right. I'm busy.
Good stuff. So, that was the other thing. I think we were all sold a bill of goods. 2 weeks ago, Jeff Passan was like, robot umps in the All-Star game. You get there, there's not robot umps. There's human umps.
Of course.
I thought it was going to be robots.
No, it's no different than tennis. That's the thing that bothered me, too,
is that was bogus.
The graphic was like tennis. I'm like, there's one of the nerds who can alter that program.
It is amazing that the tennis
relies so much on it. It's like, oh, it was in. The computer says it was in.
But it's like original Nintendo graphics.
Right.
It's like, it's
nothing impressive. Nothing. It's not like 3D.
Oh, it's like a line and a ball.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it was in. Look at that.
Right, in the little streak that the ball leaves behind.
Now, you're like, wow. I didn't think it was going to be like literally robots, but I thought there might be like nobody there. And then just like the screen would like pop up, like strike ball, strike ball. So, like, before the game, they do, like, the intros, and then they're like, here are, like, the 10 umpires today. I'm like, these guys are all humans.
None of them robots?
None of them were robots. But what they did was...
he was expecting, like, the Fox Sports robot.
How sick would that be? Cletus?
Yeah. Cletus? That's his name? I didn't even know he had a name.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Guy's been around for 100 years, didn't know he had a name.
Oh, yeah. His name's Cletus. So they all come out, and you're like, oh, this kind of stinks. But then they end up, like, showing those guys up. So, like, I forget if it was the first or second inning, there was a strike. Oh, it was actually Tarek Skubal, I think, was still on the mound. And he throws a strike. Umpire calls it a ball. Cal Raleigh challenges it. They look at it for 2 seconds. They're like, no, it was a strike. So like that umpire is like, great. Like now, what's the point of me?
Strike three.
No, I'm telling you, go Frank Drebin. Go all Frank Drebin. But that's another thing that I think they could incorporate into the majors. I think they need to phase out regular umpires because these guys all... they all think it's about them.
Nah,
you like umps.
I do like umps. I do like umps. And you know what it is, too? I think... I like Enrico Palazzo.
Three!
Hey.
They're like, hey, Frank, you need to slow the game down.
And this may be...
the guy swings. Ball three.
Yeah, right. Calls it before it's even in the catcher's mitt. But for me, and maybe it's because I'm not a gambler, so it's like I don't really have any deep stakes into this, I like the idea of human error.
Yeah.
You mess
well,
up
there
things.
Definitely is.
Right, like, hey, you dropped a ball. You're not perfect. We're going to replace you with a robot because you didn't field that ground ball.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's going to happen eventually when baseball's going to be all robots.
But that's
further down the road. That's
Craig Breslow's like, when? When
do we get this? Exactly.
Robot players?
When do we get to program these guys?
Yeah.
But for me, that's what it's always been. I always like the idea of human error, whether you're a player or an umpire. You're going to screw something up. But I get it in the sense because sports gambling has taken over so much. People want as close to perfect as they can get.
Yeah, that's why I feel like they're trying to middle it. It almost needs to be all or nothing. It either needs to be like, we don't have any replay.
Right.
We're just going to go and go about it. I think Andy Hart's more of a proponent of that. Like, just don't replay any of it. And that's part of the game. And you just kind of go with it. Or you say, we have all the technology. You got to use it so you get everything right.
Right.
Like, that was Belichick was a proponent of that while when he was here. It was like, replay everything. Not that you have to stop everything. That's the problem. They need to speed it up. That's the biggest complaint.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, let's go take a look at it. And when you at home are like, that was a strike. And they're like still looking at it. Like that's a problem.
Yep. The pace of it is too, because everything about that, especially with baseball, was about speeding it up.
Yeah.
You put a clock in there. You want things sped up. But then now it's like, okay, now we have to wait for the robot's decision.
Right. Right.
Right. The robot needs to be charged up. Can we, you know.
Yeah. Unplug and plug
can
it back
yeah,
in.
Right, right. Can we USB this bad boy and get this going?
But yeah, that was the All-Star game last night. So it was kind of, interesting anyway to have the home run swing off. And I guess it is one of those things that we talked about. Honestly, it was probably like a grab bag item like a while ago. That like, this is what they're going to do. And then we just sort of dismissed it because it never came back up again.
It was like that in the gold dip bat or whatever.
Oh, dude, golden bat.
Golden hitter or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I think it was the golden at bat, where a guy could hit.
Dust that off and throw that in the All-Star game.
Hell yeah. Although Aaron Judge is already on a plane home. So it's
and
like,
actually, nobody was
Aaron,
left.
Aaron, get in there. Golden at bats is an amazing idea, and it would blow people's minds. The old baseball fan would hate it. But basically, the golden at bat rule was at least kicked around. I don't think it got very far, but it was a player can hit anytime you want. There's one at one point in the game, you can have anybody hit at that time. And so my thought was, so say you had like runner on second and third and Aaron Judge is at the plate and you intentionally walk him and you could be like, hey, Judge, go back up, Aaron.
Right,
again.
Right.
You're like, wait a minute, what? You intentionally walk him twice. But yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But All-Star Game is a good place to like tinker with those things.
Absolutely. That's what it's for.
So you can mess around with that. Mic'd up players. Where do you stand on mic'd up players while they're playing?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it because, like, I think about it. If that was me, I'd be like, can you stop buzzing in my ear, please?
It is weird. I think they're trying desperately to add, like, another layer of entertainment to, like, even with the pitch clock, a slower game. There were a couple of moments. They did this years ago when Mookie Betts was on the Red Sox, and he was in the outfield.
Yep.
And, like, he was having a great back and forth. He even, like, I think he made, like, a diving catch, and he was, like, telling you about it while he did it. And, like, that was, like, the peak. You're like, oh, this is great. And then there are other guys like Bryce Harper, who has like a personality, like he's good. There was the one in the Red Sox Yankees game. Remember, didn't Jazz Chisholm have like an error when he was like,
yeah, he tried to do like a spin throw.
Yeah.
And another like, one
threw it away while he's talking to Carl Ravitch. And you're like, so if you're watching that, and then even like the gambling aspect, or even just like a fan of it, and you're like, hey, can you maybe not talk to the players on the team that like I'm rooting for?
That's
like distract them?
I wonder if you have it the way it is when it comes to like sending signals into football.
Yeah.
At a certain point,
shut it off.
Kill the mics.
Yeah, kill the mics.
Because
there
I mean?
Is downtime. And it's a lot easier for an outfielder than a pitcher catcher.
Right.
Like the pitcher's on the mound and like school's like, I think I might go change up here. And you're like, what? Like did Ohtani hear you? Like,
right.
Well, you're right there. But I don't know. They're trying some different things. They were tinkering with it a little bit. Only one Red Sox in the game. We already knew Bregman was going to sit this one out. Garrett Crochet was going to sit this one out. Aroldis Chapman came in and tossed a scoreless ninth.
Did Aroldis Chapman things.
Guy's an absolute
almost
beast.
Almost didn't pitch because the AL was losing in the eighth inning. Or the top of the ninth they were losing, weren't they?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, they scored two runs in the top of the ninth. You're right, to tie the game. My guy Bobby Witt had another double.
Yeah, your guy.
Doesn't help me in the home run pool, but another double. So they tie the game up. They were actually down 6-0, and they were putting up the graphic on the American League is dominated. I think they've won 10 of 11 All-Star games until last night, so I guess 10 of 12. So Chapman ended up being the 11th pitcher that they used. Another one of the pitchers that they used was Joe Ryan, Lanny's guy.
That's right.
Two strikeouts in a scoreless fourth inning. Guys, nails.
Get him here.
Give it all up. Give it all. Give Minnesota whatever they want.
All right, so Jones and I have gone back and forth on this one. Are you a Jaren Duran for Joe Ryan?
I think I am.
Okay.
I think I am.
Yeah.
I think because who's the other option? You have a pitcher down there.
Oh, the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Well, who's the guy that...
Peyton
Tolley?
There you go, Peyton Tolley.
Peyton Tolley.
So I'd rather give up Duran than like another left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, true. Although it's funny, the Red Sox draft, Breslow had like 30 different pitchers.
Yeah, I think the farm system's pretty...
It is. I'm looking at Sox prospects right now, and they still have Anthony and Meyer, number one and number two. So you can sort of like... You could probably put those guys to the side. Peyton Tolley is the number one prospect if you take those
right
guys
after
out
those
of it.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's a left-handed pitcher. Then you have Franklin Arias and Luis Perales. I don't even know how to say it, but also a pitcher. So two out of three of your top guys, minus Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, are pitchers. So maybe there's some pitching on the way. But if you're trading that pitcher for Joe Ryan, like, I'm good.
Kind of cancels
it out, yeah, because I think that's a guy that you'd want to sign long-term.
Do you think they'd want Tolley and Duran? They probably would, right?
Probably.
At least that.
Yeah, probably.
Because you got 2 years of Ryan at cheap money.
Right. And he's nasty.
Yeah. And for the most part, when it comes to prospects, I'm like, all right, until you're in the majors, like, you're just another player. But the way the Red Sox have hyped up these guys, you kind of start to fall in love with them before you've really seen much of them.
Yeah.
Really, how many of those big prospect trades have really backfired on the team that got rid of the prospects?
So
outside of like James Shields and Fernando Tatis.
So there's a few, but I feel like you got to go back a ways. Like Billy knows. Jeff Bagwell played for the Red Sox organization. They traded Jeff Bagwell for Larry Anderson. So that was in like the early 90s. Well, obviously the Red Sox traded Heathcliff Slocum for Jason Veritek and Derek Lowe, but that was also in the 90s. One of my favorite ones ever was between the Indians and the Expos. It was Bartolo Colon, and I think it was like a rental, and they got Grady Sizemore, Brandon Phillips, and Cliff Lee.
Right.
Like
all awesome.
The same deal. That's insane. But specifically the Red Sox, and they've had a lot of different general managers over the years. They haven't even really given up that many good players. Like Hanley Ramirez was a great player, but they got Beckett and Lowell back. Yep. So like they still won the trade.
You eventually got Hanley back.
And you actually got Hanley back. But like Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech for Chris Sale.
They're like their third teams after the White Sox.
Exactly. They traded, Manuel Margot for Craig Kimbrell? Like that didn't bite you at all.
And they gave up like their 18th prospect for Kyle Schwarber at the deadline a couple years ago. You never heard of that guy again. And Schwarber was part of the reason you made it to the ALCS.
The guys for Pedro?
And looking it up now, the Red Sox, they had Schilling, they had Brady Anderson.
Yep.
Traded both of them for Mike Botica.
They got Mike Botica, though.
They did get Mike Botica.
Yeah, so it's weird. And you know what? Maybe that might be a bigger story, actually, is like maybe in the 80s and 90s, the scouting reports on like minor leaguers weren't as good or something, because it seems like that happened more then than it does now. And again, even if Tolley turns out to be a good player, but you get 3 or 4 years out of Joe Ryan, okay, that's fair. You don't have to Danny Ainge dominate every trade.
No.
Like it could be a little bit closer than that. All right, you guys can weigh in at 617-779-7937. Some of the things we saw from the All-Star game. Do you like the home run derby swing off? You like the player interviews and all that stuff? We'll also get to our Red Sox wish list as they get back from the All-Star break on Friday against the Cubs. Trade deadline coming up, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe, is the trade deadline. We'll have our big trade deadline spectacular coming up on that day. But
do I need to make a sounder for that?
I think we already have one.
Okay, good.
I think we got one in the system.
Freshen it up.
I think so. As long as Joe Castiglione and John Cena are involved, I think we're good. But we'll get into the Red Sox wish list. Joe Ryan's got to be at the top of many people's wish list. Who else are you looking at for the Red Sox to acquire and hopefully have an aggressive trade deadline coming up? No Jones today, but Billy Lanny's here. Nick is here. Terp is going to join us coming up at high noon. But right now, here is Lanny with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The National League defeated the American League 7-6 after the first ever extra innings home run swing off. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber was named All-Star MVP after hitting 3 home runs in the swing-off. This is the NL's second All-Star win in the last 3 years. Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman pitched in the bottom of the 9th. Chapman gave up no hits and struck out 1. The Red Sox will return to action on Friday night when the Sox will be in Chicago taking on the Cubs in a 3-game series. Last night at a sold-out TD Garden, the Indiana Fever defeated the Connecticut Sun 85-77. Caitlin Clark scored 14 points for the Fever before exiting the game late in the fourth quarter with a groin injury. Clark missed 5 games earlier this season with a left groin injury. And tonight, the New England Revolution will be in New York taking on the Red Bulls. Kickoff is at 7:30. Visit the 99 Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.